So let me add my welcome belatedly to everyone this morning. My name is Ian Gray. I'm the pastor here. And of all the exciting things I get to do in this role, and there are a lot of exciting things I get to do as a pastor, it's not all fun, but there are loads of exciting things. And hands down, the most exciting and thrilling thing is to baptize people. Having a baptism on Easter Day itself is just doubly exciting because for anyone who is new to all this and doesn't realize, Easter Day is the biggest cause for celebration that we have. This is the day when everything changed, when God broke death and brought everyone and anyone who wants back into a relationship with him. Easter Day, Resurrection Day, is the day that proves that everything that Jesus said was true. What's slightly odd about this Easter Day, though, is that in the run-up to it, in the last few weeks, I seem to have had quite an extraordinary number of conversations about clothes. I wonder how many of you like talking about clothes. Okay, confession time. How many people here have at some point in their lives been preparing for a party or a wedding or some big event and you've stood in front of a wardrobe full of clothes and you've said, I've just got nothing to wear? There's a lot more hands that should be going up there, I know. Now, believe me, clothes are not something that I normally talk about. Some of you may be really into clothes. I'm just not. I mean, I wear clothes. It'd be kind of embarrassing if I didn't. And I like getting new clothes as much as the next person, but I don't normally talk about them a lot. And yet, over the last few weeks, I've had the people who are going to be baptized talking to me about what to wear in the tank. I've had conversations with Lindsay, my wife, about what I can wear to get wet in. I've had a conversation with Bill, who's going to be helping me dunk people, about how we can coordinate our outfits today. I've had questions from people who have come to see the baptism about, you know, what would be appropriate to wear. Honestly, I don't think I've ever had so many questions about clothes for one event. I've just been waiting on someone saying, I'm going to a baptism and I've got nothing to wear. There is a great irony to all that. Because today, of all days, God himself has something really important to say to us about what we wear when we come to meet him. Here's what he says. You've got nothing to wear. One of humanity's most basic, almost primeval instincts is to work out how we can dress ourselves up to meet God. And I'm not just talking about clothes here. I'm talking about all the ways in which we try to impress God with our actions or with our words or with our prayers or with our money or with our time or with whatever. Sometimes even literally with clothes. And none of it comes close. Our very best efforts are like turning up to Buckingham Palace dressed in rags. It says in the Bible, everyone has sinned. That's our rags. And fall short of the glory of God. We've got nothing to wear. But here's where this comes back to today, to a group of people who are going to be baptized. Because what they're doing today is to say to God, Father, we know that you've invited us to meet you and to live with you and to follow you and to have a relationship with you, but we've got nothing to wear. And God says back to them, you've worked that out, have you? Good. Then come just as you are, and I will give you new clothes. And here's where this ties in so wonderfully with Easter. Because at Easter, Jesus says, yeah, give me your old clothes, your rags with the holes, and the stains and the smell that just won't come out. I'll take care of them for you. And you can wear my clothes. And when you put them on, they are going to completely transform you. Paul, the apostle who planted churches all around Europe and Asia and wrote lots of letters to those churches that we can see in the New Testament, wrote about this to several of them. Here's what he wrote to the church in Galatia. In Christ Jesus, he said, you are all children of God through faith, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. And clothing yourself with Christ isn't just a makeover. It is a total transformation. This is what Paul said to another church, the church in Corinth. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. Today we are celebrating not just a new start, but a new life. Four new lives. The old has gone. And if you want to take off the rags and put on a new life, Jesus says to you today, come, just as you are.